It's Border Crossings with Larry London from BOA Music Mix.
And welcome to our Monday show. My name is Larry London here on Border Crossings. We have a very special guest in our studios. He's going to present us with some music and a very interesting, shall we say, story about several different artists. You'll figure it out once you tune into the program. Robbie Lyman is our guest. He's in our studios. Let's listen to some music from Robbie right here, right now on Border Crossings. Crossings on a Monday. We're listening to the music of Robbie Lyman, and it's from his latest CD, which is called Same Old Talk. And Robbie Lyman is in our studios by way of Virginia, and we welcome you to Washington, D.C.
Good morning. Thanks for having me, Larry.
It's great to have you in our studios. Now, you have so many different things that you do, and you do them all so well, but you're a multifaceted, multi-talented, multi-layered performer.
Well, I wouldn't go that far, but thank you. I guess there are a lot of things that I do that be careful what you wish for, I guess, when you want to be busy at doing something, because it's come to me full force in a lot of different ways.
People who are just tuning in and just meeting Robbie Lyman are listening to a very great-sounding contemporary song, which we just heard.
Well, thank
from
you.
From your latest CD. Did you write that yourself?
I did write that song.
You write all the songs?
On my CD, I wrote all the songs, yes.
So we could call you, obviously, a singer-songwriter. Initially, that'd be a correct way to start off and frame you. So people meeting you for the first time, they don't know all the different layers that there are to you. I want to kind of dig deep and unravel some of this stuff.
Let's do it.
Now, you are also a performer who does tribute shows to other artists.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. It started doing off-Broadway shows, so theater gigs. Mm-hmm. And it kind of came to me about 10 years ago. A gentleman who was on the board of directors of a theater gave me a call. He's a musician, and we had played together before, so he knew about me playing music. And the theater he's on the board for was looking for a Hank Williams to be in the off-Broadway production of Lost Highway. Mm-hmm. And he said, "Robbie, I think you ought to try out for this show. You got the jawline and the skinny, and we think you could look like him." And I said, "I'm not interested. I don't know Hank Williams that well. Mm-hmm. I don't sing his music. He said, "I think you ought to go down, listen, talk to the director, and hear what he has to say." So I went down. I played him a few songs, mm-hmm. and he said, "You got the job."
Okay.
And I said, "But I don't know how to act."
Right.
And it was the great director, Warner Crocker. He says, "I'll take care of the acting. You take care of the music." And I said, "Okay." Mm-hmm. And that kind of sealed the deal. Mm-hmm. And I didn't realize, I had no interest in live theater at all. Mm-hmm. Never been to a live theater show. And all of a sudden, I just now committed to a big commitment of rehearsals,
right.
and studying. Mm-hmm. And so I dove in. Head first into his life and watched and read everything I could dig up about the guy. Mm-hmm. Thank God I had a long commute to my day job, because learning to sing like Hank Williams is like a kid learning violin for the very first time. It's not pretty.
Mm-hmm. Now, it's kind of interesting that you would take on such a large challenge is this, because and in a lot of actors, it's not uncommon for actors, which you say initially you weren't, but the actors who have to learn a new accent, portray somebody like the Jackie Robinson in 42 or the James Brown film that was out recently. I mean, that's huge, because you're going to be judged not only for your acting, but for your ability to correctly portray the person you're portraying.
Yeah. And Hank Williams fans are die hard. Mm. I mean, they know Hank Williams. You
right.
got it. And that scared that good point, because that scared the living daylights out of me.
Mm-hmm.
I can remember being very terrified about pleasing Hank Williams senior fans.
Mm-hmm.
And we are talking senior, not junior, just
to be clear.
So all the more reason for me to keep studying, and I would listen to his music. I wouldn't listen to any radio. I wouldn't listen to any of the music, the 70s music that I absolutely love. And when I was tired of listening to Hank Williams, I forced myself to keep listening for another 5 or 10 minutes. And it was a lot of listening.
Wow. Well, I've got a lot of questions, because, Hank Williams is obviously not the only artist you portray in your shows. But I'd like to hear some music, because you brought your guitar. We're going to let you do something for us right now.
All right. So, well, I was going to do another original, if that's okay.
That would be great.
All right.
Robbie
this one's
Lyman.
Called On My Own. I've been trying to make it on my own, finding out what really's going on. Sitting here wondering what's to come. Sorting all my thoughts while I hum. Won't be long till something's gonna change. Maybe something's even gonna come my way. Just sit back, relax, and let it roll. Wait before too long, it'll take its toll. Right now, I've got time to wait for it. When it comes, I won't have to wait no more. The hours strike, the minutes slowly pass. I can't wait for something that's gonna last.
No one knows how much I ever had. No one knows how much I never had. Right now I've got time to wait for it. When it comes, I won't have to wait no more. Just sit back and know that I won't quit. I feel as though I've opened one more door.
Sounds great.
Thank you, sir.
Robbie Lyman is our guest here on Border Crossings, if you're just tuning in. And so what compels a singer-songwriter who's obviously very gifted and talented in his own right to... I know you did it initially because it was an opportunity to play Hank Williams, you know. And you did it, and you did it well, and everybody enjoyed it. Why have you stuck with it and not gone to focus on your own music and your own career?
You know, the first theater gig that I did doing Hank Williams, that theater, the tickets sold very well.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd hate to say this because I'm against it, but I mean, the instant gratification, it was so instant and successful so fast. And, you know, the audiences were there every night. So it was very gratifying for me.
Mm-hmm.
And as they say, you know, the theater bug bit me pretty hard, and I wanted to keep doing it.
Mm-hmm.
After we did Hank Williams, I saw the same director in a restaurant one night, and I stopped him in his tracks, and I said, "Hey, let's do Buddy Holly. Let's do the Buddy Holly story." And he says, "Are you Buddy?" And I said, "Yeah." I had no idea. I didn't even try to do Buddy Holly before I suggested it, you know. But he said, "I'll let you know." And lo and behold, without me even being aware of it, he had announced Buddy Holly in his next season. Had planned on me doing it. So we did that too.
Well, very interesting that you would pick these artists. You yourself influenced by the 70s.
Yeah, yeah.
So what drew you to... I mean, the Hank Williams role came about... It wasn't your... You didn't create the idea, but the Buddy Holly thing, you were the one who suggested that.
I suggested it, but I knew those shows were out there already done on Off-Broadway, you know? Mm-hmm. So I knew that those shows could come to the theater. They were available to theaters in the, you know, across the country.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why. I mean, you don't... You know, there's not a Jim Croce show. You know, you know, there's not too many guys from the 70s that have a show about themselves that's out in theaters. So, you know.
Is that something you'd like to pursue as well? I mean, to create a Jim Croce show or a Harry Chapin show or, you know.
I would. And there is actually a Harry Chapin show out there. I forget the name of it at the time. And I was slated to do that, but there were some problems with a theater.
Right.
And it fell down. We actually replaced it with Buddy Holly. So there is Jim Croce out there. I'd love to see a Ricky Nelson show. Mm-hmm. A Jim Croce show would be great. Yeah, there are millions of them that could be done. They're just not written yet. And now, after I did the off-Broadway shows, I got I got bit by the bug so hard that I decided I would write my own shows about those guys so that I could still go out and perform them without being tied to a theater deciding to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So I could then pitch it to theaters doing one-nighters or two shows in one day. And I still continue to do that, actually.
Hmm.
It's a different show. I'm not infringing on the, you know, on their copyright or anything.
So what is your first love, your first passion? Is it now, have you pursued acting? Have you taken acting lessons?
Never took acting lessons.
Or this is all about
I had
the
a lot
music.
Of really nice actors give me suggestions and help me out, which is I'm very grateful for. But I've never pursued acting. Mm-hmm. I don't plan to. Playing gigs is my favorite, you know, thing. I think doing solo gigs is probably my favorite.
Hmm.
And then playing with my band.
And when you're doing a show, do you get to throw in your own music along the way?
I typically don't because it, you know, for me right now, that's not paying the bills. Mm-hmm. It's playing a lot of covers. And, mm-hmm. you know, when I do a solo gig, you know, that I call singers and songwriters, and which makes it sound interesting rather than me mm-hmm. just playing a solo gig. And I go through Jim Croce, John Denver, and all the old great singer-songwriters from the late 60s, 70s, mm-hmm. and tell stories about them and, you know, just move through the times of the 70s and hope people enjoy it. And they do. Mm-hmm. I don't think they really want to hear my originals.
Have you heard back from anybody connected to Buddy Holly's family or, you know, Hank Williams' family to say, hey, you can't be singing
No, I haven't. And, you know, and I'm very careful about, you know, not doing anything, you know, that's illegal, that I'd be, you know, infringing on their licensing or anything like that. Don't use anyone's images or anything like that. So I think I think I'm all on above board with that. Mm-hmm. I have heard from Tommy Alsup, who was the guitar player in Buddy Holly's band, and he played all the lead guitar. He played on Maybe Baby, played the lead on that. His wife had contacted me to see if I would be interested in having him appear at some of my Buddy Holly shows. Mm-hmm. And this happened last year while I was in Missouri doing Hank Williams. I got her email and we talked about working it out and finances and, you know, pay and things like that. And then it kind of fizzled out. There's some things that I just never got answered by her. And, so I kind of left it alone. So, but he's the guy who flipped the coin with Archie Valens.
Really?
Lost the coin flip.
Oh.
Yeah.
To be on the plane.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I did hear from Don Helms. Don Helms, the original Drifting Cowboy from Hank Williams' band, the steel player. Mm-hmm. He wrote me a nice note, just kind of complimenting me on doing Hank Williams, which I have framed.
Yeah, you know, it's very interesting because the two different artists that you honor in your music are very, very different.
Very different.
Very different. One had a rough life. And you know, I mean, he was kicked out of the Grand Ole Opry, basically.
Kicked off the Grand Ole Opry.
I mean, that's kind of, you know, unheard of, but that's kind of what went on, unfortunately, in Hank's life. And then Buddy Holly was revered and, you know, respected by everybody.
Yeah, yeah, and had big aspirations to be wanted to be in movies like Elvis and incorporating the orchestras and all that kind of stuff. He was really on his way, wasn't he? One is a very lively, bouncy show, Buddy Holly story,
right.
And one gets it's kind of dark all around.
Sure, sure. Yeah. Yeah, Hank Williams went through some tough times with his wife and all
He had spinal bifida.
Right.
You know, he had a back problem, and you know, he was taking pills at a young age, and alcohol was introduced to him at an early age.
And he died at 29.
29.
Unbelievable.
29.
Amazing.
Yeah.
All right, Robbie, I'm going to ask you to do some more music for us.
Well, since we're talking about Hank Williams, cooking it up with old Hank Williams. Hey, good looking. Say hey. What you got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me? Yeah, sweet baby, you don't think maybe we can find us a brand new recipe? I got a hot rod Ford and a $2 bill, and I know a spot right over the hill. There's soda pop and dancing's free. So if you wanna have fun, come along with me. Say hey, good looking. What you got cooking? Well, how's about cooking something up with me? Your cheating heart will make you weep. Cry and cry and try to sleep, but sleep won't come the whole night through. Your cheating heart will tell on you when tears come down like falling rain. You toss around and call my name. You walk the floor the way I do. Your cheating
heart will tell on you. Today I passed you on the street, and my heart fell at your feet, and I can't help it if I'm still in love with you. Somebody else stood by your side, and he looked so satisfied, and I can't help it if I'm still in love with you. A picture from the past came slowly stealing as I brushed your arm and walked so close to you. And suddenly I got that old time feeling, and I can't help it if I'm still in love with you. No, I can't help it if I'm still in love with you.
Great.
Tune it up.
Wow. A trip down memory lane.
Yeah.
With some great music. Robbie Lyman and a little tribute to Hank Williams. It was his birthday this month, and it was also Buddy Holly's birthday, both in September.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize it was Buddy's. I did hear it was Hank's in 91, 92, something around there he would have been.
Yeah, something like that. He was born in 1923. September 17th, Buddy was born September 7th.
Yeah, yeah. And Buddy was 22 when he was killed in that airplane.
So sad. We lost so many great musicians way too early.
We sure did.
Way too
Richie Valens, the big bopper on that plane.
Mm. Mm-hmm. So, you know, here's a question. Why not go to Vegas? If you're doing the impersonation thing, the tribute thing, that seems to be a great platform where they're doing all of the
Vegas
legend
Branson
shows. And there's a lot of money in being in Las Vegas, being, you know, on stage doing somebody.
I'm here. You know, I have a family, and I'm kind of rooted here. I grew up in Prince George's County, Maryland. I live out in the Shenandoah Valley now. And, you know, gigging-wise, you know, I'm playing nearly sometimes over 200 dates a year. And it takes a lot to establish that. It took a long time to establish that, you know. And I'd hate to go out to Branson or Las Vegas or wherever, you know, and get a theater gig, a short-lived theater gig, and lose my ties back here, you know, where I'm making a living doing it, you know. It'd be a lot of work to start up again.
Right.
You know? If there was a big offer, you know, something that was really interesting, you know, I look at any offers,
right?
But I think maybe I'm just too scared.
Ah, well, that's the truth.
Maybe that's
if
the
you
truth.
Went to Vegas and people got word of what you do, and you know, somebody's because I know there's they're putting together a biopic now.
They are.
You
saw that.
I saw that. Yeah. Tom Hiddleston, who was in Thor, is going to be whatever his name is going to be in
Thor.
And then Elizabeth Olsen has just joined well.
Oh.
Elizabeth Olsen, she's an actress, and so she's going to be in the biopic as well. So
I'd love to be involved.
I saw the light.
I did see that. Yeah, I saw the light. Yeah.
See? And so if they decide to make another one on Buddy Holly.
And he's British.
Is he?
That guy, yeah.
Hiddleston?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's what I hear, British, right?
So now he's got to learn to sing, perhaps. Maybe. I don't know if he's going to be doing the singing, but he has to change his accent, too. So.
Yeah, yeah.
And you don't have to do that. So you can sing
and you
don't
have
the accent
problem. See, they have a head start with me.
That's
it. Come get me, you guys. I'm right here.
Well,
I'm right here in the studios.
They're going to find you in Virginia. You're going to have to go out to Vegas so they can discover you there. Robbie Lyman is on our show. He's our guest now. How can people get your music if they want to buy a copy of Same Old Talk? Or if, you know, I mean, perhaps they're thinking of coming to the United States and they might want to include a stop in Virginia to see your show.
Best way would be on the internet, going to my website, which is www.robbielymanband.com. And that's probably the best way. All the contact information's there. The CDs are all up and ready for sale there. And the current schedule's up and waiting for you to show up to the gigs.
And when you talk about Robbie Lyman Band, this would be the group that plays the Drifting Cowboys.
No. Oh, actually, the Robbie Lyman Band is a 70s band.
Okay.
And we call it the best music of the 70s.
All right.
And it's, I have, you know, I play electric guitar. I play acoustic electric. I play some mandolin even. I have an electric guitar. It's a five-piece band, keyboards, bass, drums, guitar. And we go out and just tear up all the good old 70s music. We play America. Santana.
Good era of music.
Yeah. Oh, it's look, RP, you know, we're from that time,
yes,
you know.
Yes.
So and those people come out in droves to hear this music, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they all say the same thing. It's taken me back to my high school years or whenever, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great market to be in playing live music. Mm. It really is. It does well. These people come to the venues, you know, they're adults. You know, they're buying dinners, they're buying drinks, they're not tearing the place apart, and you know, so the venues love it,
mm-hmm.
and they still love, and these folks still love coming out to hear live music and getting a little crazy,
mm-hmm.
good adult fun, you know.
Mm. What's been the highlight for you so far? Somebody come up to you, you know, like from the group America or Chicago or something, mm-hmm. said, "I love when you do so and so and so."
Someone from one of those groups?
Yeah,
no.
You know, who's seen your show?
No,
not yet.
Mm-mm. No, mm-mm. The nicest compliments come from doing the Hank and Buddy, you know, who say I could close my eyes and think they were there. Or,
right.
You know, some guy asked me the other night, was that a CD we were listening to while I was singing? And, you know, that really makes you feel good.
And you're self-taught. I mean, you taught yourself how to sing like Hank Williams. It wasn't, didn't have help.
You just
got in the car and made your drive.
You got it. That's exactly what it was.
Put the tapes on and...
And that yodeling was awful.
Well, before we let you go, we're going to, of course, ask you to do some Buddy Holly music if that would be okay.
Absolutely.
Since we have some more time for some more music.
Let's see, Buddy Holly. Here's a good one. Every day it's getting closer, going faster than a roller coaster. Love like yours will surely come my way. I, every day it's getting faster. Everyone says go ahead and ask her. Love like yours will surely come my way. I, every day it seems a little longer. Every way love's a little stronger. Come what may. Do you ever long for true love from me? Every day it's getting closer, going faster than a roller coaster. Love like yours will surely come my way. I, love like yours will surely come my way. And of course, JT, James Taylor, had a great hit with that tune too.
Yes.
Turned it all around and did a great version.
Did his own way.
He's so good at that.
Now you've been doing Buddy since 2006.
Yeah.
So that's not too long. I mean, you've been working.
No, not too long.
Not even 10 years.
Those shows don't come to me as much as Hank do, and I'm not sure. You know. Not sure why that is or how that is, but I would like it more to come to me.
And your live shows, you do have the backup band. So how'd you find the other musicians to join you?
So when I do my Hank Williams and Buddy Holly, I have my local musician friends that I put on those shows and we do those. But they're not the same guys in my 70s band. You know, when I do Hank Williams, you know, I have to get a fiddle, upright, bass, a steel player and things like that. I don't have those guys in my 70s band. So, they're well rehearsed and we just go out there and we tear that music up. And same thing with Buddy Holly. I hire guys that I think can play that era music the best.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily my 70s guys, you know, although I'm sure they could. But, so those are two separate bands. My 70s band is a separate band. And then when I go to theaters, that's a whole other group coming in from out of town that is hired by the theater on contract to come in and play the music.
And when you do the show then it's one show is just Hank Williams, another show is just Buddy Holly.
I've never mixed
them. Go behind the curtain and then guess who's here now?
No, and the problem with that is, you know, I've been asked to do that, but how do I price that out, number one? Number two, I got to curl the hair for Buddy Holly.
That's right.
You know? And there's no way I could really pull that off, you know?
Do you have another song that you want to sing of your own music that before we go?
Let's see. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do the one that my wife loves so much.
All right.
Since she's
happy.
Here with me.
That's right.
And we'll do that. And she's clapping.
It makes the drive home
better. It makes the drive home a lot better. Right. So this is an old 1969 song. Harry Nilsson sang, "Everybody's Talking."
Everybody's talking at me. I don't hear a word they're saying. Only the echoes of my mind.
Sing along if you want.
People stop and staring. I don't see their faces. Only the shadows of their eyes. I'm going where the sun keeps shining through the pouring rain. Going where the weather suits my clothes. Breaking up on the northeast winds, sailing on the summer breeze. Skipping over the ocean like a stone. I'm going where the sun keeps shining through the pouring rain. Going where the weather suits my clothes. Breaking up on the northeast winds. Sailing on the summer breeze. Skipping over the ocean like a stone. Everybody's talking at me. I don't hear a word they're saying. Only the echoes of my mind. No, I won't let you leave my love behind. No, I won't let you leave. Wah, wah, wah. No, I won't let you leave my love behind.
Hi, everybody's talking from the music, the soundtrack. Everybody's talking.
All right.
Yeah.
You can be a DJ, too, on top of everything else.
Right.
Robbie Lyman's our guest. Break. And so one more time, the website if people want to get a copy of your new CD.
www.robbielymanband.com.
All right. Excellent.
Yes, sir.
And the new album is available and people can get it. How many albums have you had?
I've had one original CD.
Mm-hmm.
Same old talk. I have CDs of Buddy Holly and Hank Williams that I did as a tribute to them and mm-hmm. the shows that I do. And then I have a bunch of solo CDs where I'm just doing some covers, 70s covers acoustically. Mm-hmm. And I have a live band CD.
Great. Well, yeah. It's a pleasure to meet you.
Nice meeting you, Larry.
Thank you for making the drive in.
Hey, thanks.
This morning, I appreciate
it.
It was a long drive with the heavy traffic that we've got here in this area.
Man. It was rough.
Robbie Lyman is our guest here on Border Crossings. This is the Voice of America. Stay tuned. We've got more music coming up.
Yeah! sneaky, full throttle is all, oh. Swimming in the grotto, we winning in the lotto, we dipping in the pot of blue flow. Getting so good, it's dripping, I don't would get a ride in an engine that could go. Batman robbing it, bang bang cocking it, Queen Nicki dominant, prominent. It's me, Jesse and Ari, if they test me, they sorry. Riders up like a Harley, then pull off in this Ferrari. If he hanging, we banging, phone ringing, he slanging. It ain't karaoke night, but get the mic, cause I'm singing. B to the A, to the N, to the G, to the
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Lionel Richie, Border Crossings, My Love. And that's a request from Vincent Maloba, who listens in Nairobi, Kenya, to Border Crossings. And we also began with a request from Bara Key, who's in South Sudan, Jesse J, Ariana Grande, Nicki Minaj. Bang, bang. Welcome to Border Crossings and a few minutes of requests and dedications in the second half of our show. Robbie Lyman was our guest the first half, a guy who brings life to Hank Williams' music and Buddy Holly's music through his tribute shows in Virginia. I'd like to say hello to Nombeko, to Issa, Musengizi, El Falal, Muhammad, Bernard, Sue, Tasvirul, and Ria, who all checked out a posting I put up on Facebook this morning. It's an interesting couple of photos that I found that I thought I'd share because I experienced this morning, and I'm sure you've experienced something like this as well in the last few years, where you're standing behind or walking behind somebody who starts to text, and they slow down or stop right in front of you. And usually that happens at the bottom of an escalator. That's always where it seems to happen. Long line of people on an escalator. Everybody's trying to catch the subway. And there's this person who's texting on their phone who doesn't care about anybody behind them, just stops. So in China, they've actually created a walking lane for people who want to text while they're walking, and a walking lane for people who don't, who want to get where they're going in a hurry. So I thought that was kind of cool, and I put those photos up on our Facebook page, facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Check out our Facebook page. Our phone lines are open, too, for requests right now for about 13 more minutes at 202-619-2077 if you want to call into the show before we say goodbye. All right, Addie Berry is listening in Sierra Leone, and here's a request that's dedicated to Alucine. She says she's sorry. Don't know why, but Alucine, this is for you. It's John Legend and All of Me on Border Crossings.
What would I do without your smart mouth? Drawing me in and you kicking me out. You've got my head spinning. No kidding, I can't pin you down. What's going on in that beautiful mind? I'm on your magical mystery ride. And I'm so dizzy, don't know what hit me, but I'll be alright. My head's underwater, but I'm breathing fine. You're crazy and I'm out of my mind. Cause all of me loves all of you. Love your curves and all your edges, all your perfect imperfections. Give your all to me, I'll give my all to you. You're my end and my beginning, even when I lose, I'm winning. Cause I give you all of me, and you give me all of you. Oh, how many times do I have to tell you? Even when you're crying, you're beautiful too. The world is beating you down. Every morning, you're my downfall, you're my muse, my worst distraction, my rhythm and blues. I can't stop singing, it's ringing in my head for you. My head's underwater, but I'm breathing fine. You're crazy and I'm out of my mind. Cause all of me loves all of you. Love your curves and all your edges, all your perfect imperfections. Give your all to me, I'll give my all to you. You're my end and my beginning, even when I lose, I'm winning. Cause I give you all
affections. Give your all to me. I'll give my all to you. You're my end and my beginning. Even when I lose, I'm winning. 'Cause I give you all of me. And you give me all of you. I give you all of me. And you give me all of you. Oh.
Mike Rutherford of the band Genesis, Mike and the Mechanics on Border Crossings and Over My Shoulder. Request from Etienne Habumugisha in Rwanda listening to our show. I want to say hello to Benefor and to Joseph, Patrick Sunday, Aif Ais. We got Fitsum Ayayu, Robbie Lyman, our guest. He became a fan of our Facebook page. And Atrif New Feeds. So welcome everybody to Border Crossings Online, to our Facebook page, facebook.com/VOA Larry London. That's how you can join our Facebook page. Just go there and become a fan. Baba Mohammed wants us to play this next song. And let's see, we've also got a request for this next song from Let's see, where's this from? This is thumbing through all the requests. Jan in Holland. Jan in Holland, as you would expect, for a song that goes back to 1959. And the man singing the song, Fats Domino on Blueberry Hill.
I found my thrill.
With Fats Domino on Border Crossings and joining us on Blueberry Hill, Jesse, Blessing, Joseph, Zoxy, Nakato, let's see, Vinny, Yideneku, Biruk, Terry, Lanny, Moa, Saidu, Herminia, Kay, Nina, Liberty, and many more are up on the hill along with us. This is Border Crossings. Thank you, everybody, for joining us on our program today. And thank you again, Robbie Lyman, for being on the program. We appreciate your great music talents for Hank Williams and Buddy Holly fans worldwide. So thanks to everybody. Thanks, Al, for sitting in behind the controls. And Mary, who's back. Yes, her back is back, and she's back. And to Vince as well. So thank you very much for all your help with Border Crossings. I'm Larry London, and I'll catch you tomorrow with another guest on our show. Okay, go. We'll be here, and we'll be taping something with them. This is Border Crossings. I'm Larry London on the VOA Music Mix Network.
Join Larry on Facebook at facebook.com/VOA Larry London.